With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Joyce Maynard lives in Keene, New Hampshire. She says it's a kind of Leave It to Beaver Town, so she was surprised when a life-size knight in armor she bought at a yard sale was stolen from her doorstep.
That actually is rather untypical of Keene. I never lock my door, and I feel my number's listed. I feel very safe.
But then a cop knocked at her door.
And he says, I'm Officer Riddle of the Keene Police. I believe we found your knight in armor. Would you like to come with me?
Joyce Maynard, in pajamas and slippers, got into the squad car.
We drive about 3 blocks over to this office building that was pitch black, except there was one light shining in a window.
In that window, the silhouette of a knight in armor. The cop knocked at the door.
The officer says, we've come to report, to investigate a possible stolen knight. Would you let us in, please?
The hapless resident protested.
So we looked at the knight, and the guy said, but I've had him 5 years. I've got witnesses. My folks will tell you.
Maynard concluded the man was telling the truth. She still hasn't found the knight.
That's a very long way around of telling you what Keene, New Hampshire is like. The police remember your stolen knights.
In the benign setting of Keene, New Hampshire, Joyce Maynard wrote a grim and gripping novel based on the real-life Pamela Smart murder case. In her novel, To Die For, Maynard writes of an unscrupulous young woman who seduces a 15-year-old boy into murdering her husband.
What made this happen took place behind closed doors, and nobody was there but the two principals. And so I felt that my only way of seeing behind those doors was to recreate the scenes myself.
Joyce Maynard's novel, To Die For, is now a Signet paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. As a precocious young writer in the early 70s, Joyce Maynard dropped out of Yale to live with a reclusive author, J.D. Salinger, in New Hampshire. But if Salinger has secrets, they're safe with Maynard.
Forgive me, because my own life is pretty much of an open book, but I really don't talk about him. It was a long time ago. He's made his views known about his desire for privacy, and nobody who respected him would want to violate them.
Joyce Maynard worked as a youthful liberal commentator for CBS Radio and as a reporter for the New York Times. But her life changed after marriage and her first child.
It was only after my daughter Audrey was born, she's almost 14 now, that I saw that my days of jumping on planes, covering stories and interviewing, Muhammad Ali in his training camp or some murderer in prison were over.
So Joyce Maynard created her own beat, writing about her own small world as a syndicated columnist.
I was living in a pretty isolated little farmhouse at the end of a long, dead-end dirt road in a small New Hampshire town, and who I spent my days with were children.
Over the years, thousands of her readers have written her, and Joyce Maynard is publishing a newsletter to reach them.
Many spoke of missing the column, and they themselves write such wonderful letters that I felt there was a need to not only to stay in contact with them, but for them to sort of hear each other's voices.
Joyce Maynard's most recent novel, To Die For, is a chilling account of a cold-blooded murder engineered by a depraved young woman who seduces a teenaged boy into becoming her accomplice. To Die For, by Joyce Maynard, is now a Signet paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.